This is Connect the Duck. We're going to connect the duck. Nice. This is Tom. Ed is fun. Talking. Hey, this is my show, and this is Connect the Duck. And I hope you participated in the global meditation. I did, and I know a lot of other people did too. And hopefully we'll get some good results when the results start coming in. Maybe they're already coming in on Twitter. I don't know. I can't go on Twitter and do the show at the same time. This is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. So if anybody gets some news about how effective this global meditation was, call in and tell us. Anyhow, in relation to that, we just can't get away from this corona. Coronavirus. I mean, you know, corona, you know, I hear that word, I think of an eye, corona of an eye or something like that. I don't know. People are coming up with different names. Should have been called the Cabal virus or Gates virus because he has the patent. Yeah, Bill the Devil Gates. Yeah, that's his nickname, Bill the Devil Gates. You know, hell-bent on giving everyone a vaccine, a tainted one, of course. Yeah, he has the patent for the coronavirus, which says, you know, that doesn't sound too good right there. Yeah, I'll make the virus, spread it out, infect everybody, and then try to con everyone into taking my vaccine. And we'll get the government to pay for it, which ends up you, the taxpayers, paying for it. Plus, you can't trust people like that, you know. That's part of the cabal's plan, depopulation. What better way to kill people than con them into allowing them to stick needles in you and put poisons right into your body? I mean, it's, you know, that's just making it too easy for them. But that is the plan. It's known. And what can we say? Anyhow, you know what's really sickening while we're talking about viruses is the fact that the government is really rolling over and playing dead for the pharmaceutical salesmen, the propaganda scientists that work for Big Pharma. And this whole bit about not letting loved ones to see their dying relative in a hospital just because they have the coronavirus. What kind of a devil thought up that plan? There's plenty of ways to allow people to see their dying relative, and the state, the totalitarian state, or the phony doctors, American medical profession, have no right denying people to see their loved ones when they're dying. This is not a difficult problem to solve, really. It shows that nobody even put an effort into making arrangements. So regardless, even if the person had the bubonic plague, you have to let the relatives come and see the person. This is just purely evil. Why isn't everyone squawking about it? Yeah, they're heartbroken, but, you know, that's not going to get anything done. You know, government is corrupt. You have to really squawk and make a real stink or they're not going to do crap. And it's very unfortunate what's being done to people that are losing their loved ones to this intentional virus that's been dumped on society. And that's what it is. It's all intentional. It's all part of the big plan by the cabal, the Illuminati. And I hear that there's only a percentage of the Illuminati. Not all of them want to see all of 90% of the population killed, but there's a big enough percentage of them to have all these programs going against us. Hey, there was some good news I seen on Twitter this week. people burning down cell phone towers or the 5G towers. They're still calling them cell phone towers, but they're actually energy weapons, the 5G towers. And they're actually starting all around the world now. And I had a tweet. Thank God for real patriots that know what physical actions have to be taken, because the government isn't going to shut these things down. So what are we left with? There's some real patriots out there taking down these energy weapons designed to kill us in our homes, you know? And guess what? Isn't that funny that they, at the same time, they've locked us all in our homes with these quarantine orders, yeah, so they can ramp up the 5G and just, we're stuck in our homes, and they're just going to be focusing those energy beams on us as much as possible to make us sick as possible. You know, 5G ruins your immune system. You shouldn't even want to hook up to it, but you're automatically hooked up if you're using Wi-Fi. And with the new cell phones, too, you're automatically hooked up to it. You know, you might want to think about turning your cell phone off at night and turning off your Wi-Fi so you can sleep. But still the same, if they're bringing it, you know, your neighbors are using Wi-Fi and cell phones on 5G, it's going to go right through your apartment if you're between the tower and them. You know, this is how bad it is. Plus, some of those rich bastards who put the satellites up in space, they're putting up 5G broadcasters up in space now to, orbit around the globe to make sure they get every square inch of Earth covered with this 5G, because it's all about killing you. That's what it's about. You know, it's sickening you first, and then you're going to die. And the virus was the double whammy with it, you know? I mean, really, we got to talk about this stuff a little bit, and we got to take actions. And I was very happy to see these cell phone towers burning and toppling over. At least we know there are some people out there willing to take the proper actions, what needs to be done to save ourselves. Let me tell you something. You might not know this, but I happen to be a singer-songwriter. I've written songs. Close to 100 songs. I've recorded probably, 60 or 70 songs over the years. And one of my songs, one of my favorite type of songs are social political songs. And I wrote this song called There Ain't No Justice. You could just Google it in and you'll get the, it'll come up and you can listen to it. I mean, Google's good for something, you know. I'm hooked up with CD Baby, and they've got all the songs from my two albums that are sold at the CD Baby music store. And all you have to do, really, is type in the name of the song, and it'll take you to it, right? It'll take you to YouTube, and it's there without a video. But you can listen to it. And for free, how about that, you know? If you want to buy the albums or buy the song single, you have to go to the CD Baby music store. They sell them cheap, 99 cents a song. In fact, some people should buy them and start playing them publicly, because it could be an inspiration for a lot of things, a lot of positive change in this world. Anyhow, I got this song called There Ain't No Justice, titled Ain't No Justice. And basically, it talks about there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. And that's what these people who are burning these cell tower, energy weapon 5G towers down, causing them to catch fire and topple over. They are making justice, not only for themselves, but for all of us. And this is what we have to do, unfortunately. It'd be nice if the Galactic Federation, they've been promising for a couple of years now, they're going to land their ships and remove all the bad guys like Soros and all the other cabal, no-gooders. And it would be really nice if they finally showed up, you know. Hopefully they might be impressed with how many people participated in the global meditation. They might decide to land very soon. And I hope, wish they would, because we need to get rid of all the trash that are trying to kill us, all these elites that want to kill off the general population. They want to make us suffer because they're demonically controlled, and suffering seems is the food for the demons. They want people to suffer because that's their jollies, you know, especially the ones that don't have bodies, the demonic spirits. You know, they can't have pleasure because they don't have a body. So their pleasure is picking up on the fear and suffering they can cause. This is how it works. You know, all the missing children, you know, they're taken by these demonic groups. All the missing people, that's where they go. They don't just disappear into nowhere. They're taken and their bad things are done to them. This has been going on for years, you know. It's been going on throughout history, probably. And it needs to come to an end. And unfortunately, we do need the help of our galactic brothers and sisters to make this possible. And while we're talking about our galactic friends, the Pleiadians, yeah. I recently met a real Pleiadian starseed. And she, like all the other Pleiadians, and most of them seem to be women, as far as I know. I hear that they could be men, too, but most of them seem to be women, and they are very dedicated to fulfilling their mission, which is to come to Earth and help us get ready for what's coming, help us move us ascend into the fifth dimension, where the Earth is already in the fifth dimension and the third dimension. I don't know. Nobody talks about the fourth dimension, but regardless, that's irrelevant. The point is we want to move into the fifth dimension because all the evil that's tormenting us now cannot follow us there because their vibrations are too low. That's the important point of raising your vibration. It helps you get into a higher dimension because the higher the numbers go on the dimensions, the faster everything vibrates. Higher means faster when it comes to vibrations. And that's the way it is, let me tell you. But you don't have to take my word for it. Do your own investigation. This information is pretty easy to find nowadays. It's out there everywhere on the Internet. When I started learning about it, man, it was still like hidden information a number of years ago. I remember the first book I got in regards to the Pleiadians. It was called The Pleiadian Agenda, and it made me aware about an ascension of a whole planet, our planet, planet Earth, that was being contemplated and prepared for the future. That was back in the last century I started reading that book. But it's finally coming around. And then, of course, the Pleiadians have made offers. That was last year. It was probably over 6 months already. They made an offer that they would, if you have a private property big enough for them to land a small craft on, they will meet with you personally. Which reminds me, this afternoon I was talking to Anita, who happens to be a friend of James Gillian. You know James Gillian. He has the show 2 hours before me on the BBS radio network. Yeah, BBS radio shows. We have a lot of people here that are in touch spiritually and in touch with the ETs. And I just called the ranch, the Yosetti Ranch out there, to remind them about the global meditation this evening. And Anita, you know, said James wasn't available to talk to right this second. He's out busy taking care of things. But she assured me that they were going to participate in the global meditation, so I'm sure they did. And I asked her about the Pleiadians because the last time I had talked to her was last year. And I had called up just to let James and the gang know that the Pleiadians had just made this offer, and maybe he wanted to just connect with the offer. But she assured me that he meets with the, that's right, James Gillian meets with the Pleiadians regularly and other star system people. Wow, some people have all the luck. And so the Pleiadians are very much part of a part of our future, because they're here to help us in many ways now, in many numbers they're here. And they're, of course, circling around with their ships waiting for the moment when the order is given to land on planet Earth. Yes, it's going to happen. It's called, officially called, the event. The event is coming. And of course, everybody's annoyed it's taking too long. You know, I first started hearing about this 2 years ago, and it's been, you know, just like one excuse after another why it hasn't happened. And hopefully they're going to run out of excuses and just land. I mean, personally, I don't see any problem with just landing tomorrow. What, you know, I don't understand. Why can't you just do it, you know? The longer you wait, the more people that are going to have to suffer with what the Illuminati, the Cabal, the New World Order people want to do against us, innocent people, us common people. They have all bad things planned for us, and it all stops out now. It's like they've declared open war on us, even though they haven't done it on mainstream media. But if you read between the lines, you know, just last week, Bill the Devil Gates, it's all over the internet now. He gave an interview where he's saying, he's trying to play God and saying that nobody's going to get to go out and do the things they used to do unless they're vaccinated. And that's the way he wants it. And that's the way he says it's going to be. Well, are we going to listen to a jerk off like that? I mean, really, this guy doesn't, you know, I don't think he even has a soul anymore, you know. He probably traded his soul for a first-class ticket on the express train to hell when the time comes. And, you know, it's unbelievable. So, I mean, they're saying it right to your face. I mean, the right to your face deal started back with the Georgia Stones when they, whoever put it up, the New World Order, Illuminati, Freemasons, whatever, they're all the top echelon of all those groups. They're all satanic, no good doers. They're evil. They've sold their soul for whatever they think they're getting, which is not going to be much of anything. And they're willing to get rid of 90% of the people. Anyhow, that's when it started. The Georgia Stones, it talked about bringing the population down to 500 million. Well, if you know how to calculate in your mind, or maybe you need to take out your calculator, 8 billion people on the planet and counting, we're talking about, to bring it down to 500 million, that's roughly 95% of the population has to be eliminated. So that was the first in-your-face warning. Hey, we told you we were going to do this. And that was like almost 40 years ago, something like that. Well, now, come 40 years later, they're all stops are out. They're killing us with the energy weapons. They're, you know, killing us with the viruses. They're killing us with the vaccines. They're killing us with the chemtrails. And any other thing they can think about, the GMO food. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on. Did I leave anything out? Well, that's where it's at now. So we have to make our own justice. That's why I wrote the song a long time ago. I didn't realize it would really be a song of importance as much as it is today. There ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. This global meditation was an attempt to make us some justice. Like I said, I'm dying to hear the results, but no, I'm not dying. Let me rephrase that like the commercial. I'm anxious to hear the results. If anybody out there listening has some favorable results about it. It follows the people on Twitter or elsewhere that reveal this information that are connected to the Galactic Federation that can give us tell us how successful it was. I'd like to hear it. I think everybody else might like to hear it too. If not, I guess I'll have to wait till tomorrow sometime. But so here we are. This is, you know, we need to talk about these things. You know, it's a planned planetary ascension for Earth. Also, some people are engaging in their personal planetary ascension. I think there's a book out there called The Crystal Connection, which talks about personal planetary ascension. And if you read that book, a lot of thanks is given to the author of The Keys of Enoch, which was written in way back in 1973. I met that gentleman myself. He's legitimate. And he's dedicated his whole life to gathering knowledge and sharing it with humanity. He has an organization called the Future Science Academy. Look it up. Check it out. He has videos. I have some of his early videos. But he's current. Of course, I have his book, Keys of Enoch. It actually explains how the Star Trek people were capable of doing beam me up, Scotty. It explains the sophisticated science that's utilized to take someone from one place and put them to another, and in some cases take a whole planet and move it to another population on the planet and move them out to another place. And it's kind of like beam me up, Scotty, for simplification. But if you are happen to understand physics pretty well, you'll really appreciate all the physics revealed in that book. And I recommend it to anybody. The Keys of Enoch, subtitled The Book of Knowledge. And it talks about the recrystallization of all matter, and that's essentially what's going to happen on Earth. You know, we're going to have a quantum recrystallization of all matter on Earth when the event finally happens, and we all get moved up into the fifth dimensional frequency ranges. That's it. Each dimension has its frequency ranges, parameters, and that's what separates them. They're also, it's referred to veils of light that separate them. And if you're an adventurous person and go out to some places at night at certain special events, you can actually see the veil of light, the outline of the veil of light. It's done with nodal points of light set up in geometric arrangements, creating a corridor or a funnel through which one reality connects to another reality. And these points of light are used like a transformer. They step down the vibrations from the higher dimension into the lower dimension and vice versa. And these corridors between our dimension and the ones above can be opened anywhere in the sky. And then if you're out at night, the low candle power nodal points that outline the invisible structures can be seen. Yes. How about that? In fact, I have a picture of the nodal points of light manifesting in my book, Connected Dots Theory. I say go to Google Play if you want to download it. That's the best place. I also recommend people go to Barnes & Noble and buy the physical book, because I don't care what anybody says. I believe you can study the pictures a lot better with a real physical book. And you can jump from one section to the other with a real physical book faster than you can do on the computer. Oh, yeah. You want to put that to the test? How much you're willing to bet? You know? I'll show you how faster it is. But, you know, do the investigation yourself. There's certain things that can be done faster than computers. And browsing through a book with a lot of pictures, going from one, let's say, page 50 to page 120, can be done actually faster manually than you can do on your keyboard. And you'll have to prove to me it can't. You know, I've done the investigation and I'm making the claim. So there are also many other things in life that are can be done better manually than a computer. Computers are great. You want to find out how far you can take the number pi? Well, yeah, you need a computer for that. Unless you want to spend the rest of your life with pencil and paper. But, you know, you want to do the arithmetic for taking a spacecraft from Earth to the Moon. Yeah, you need computers for that to make it easy. But there are so many things that you can do better physically. First of all, your mind, that counts as physical. Your mind, even though it isn't, in a sense, your mind is the most sophisticated computer that anybody knows about, really. It's a living computer. I'll trust my mind any day to any machine. In fact, the mind is faster than the machine. It happens to be known that thoughts travel at 10 to the 42nd power, which is basically instantaneous. I don't know. A machine can't do that if it has to take a second to think about where to go. In your mind, you know where to go. There's no delay. You just go there, and it's all there. But you have to train your mind to work like a computer to be able to do that. And it's not that hard, you know. It's easier when you start early in life. If I look back, I never thought about it, but if I look back, I was probably training my mind to act like a computer before I was 5 years old. Yeah, really. Before I entered school, I was doing that already because, you know, I just had a desire to do it, and I ended up doing it. Plus, I've always had a desire searching for truth, and so in searching for truth, I found a lot of it. The more you look for, the more you find. And then as time goes on, when the universe, you know, everything we do in this world here, you know, people say it's a holographic projection or a holographic chamber. Well, we're like in a hologram in a sense that our lives can be viewed by those of the higher dimensions. They can tune in to us and observe what's going on. We've all heard the guardian angels. Yeah, we probably all have guardian angels. Maybe some of us don't, but, you know, our lives are being monitored, not only by God, who monitors everything. You know how God keeps a track on every human being? It's out there in books. That's how I found out about it. You got to go looking, you know, searching for truth and the information. Others will, once it's seen by those who will pay attention to what you're doing in your life, once it's seen that you're looking for truth, they'll send someone into your life to give you the clue or tell you the name of the book you need to read. But all the information is out there in books already, pretty much, that we need to know in relation to our situation here. And back to how does God know what everybody's doing in regards to human beings? Well, there's several ways, actually, he knows. You're not going to hear this anywhere else except on BBS Radio and possibly only on my show. So here's the deal. You see, it happens to be known, and it has been revealed to the human race already, that your personality is a direct creation of the original source of all there is, personally known as the Heavenly Father. And don't get hung up with the father-mother routine, because in the beginning, there was no father-mother. There was only a father title. There was no sex or gender differentiation at the beginning. So there's, you know, it's not a question of is God a man or woman. That's a mute question. Once you really get an education, you'll see it's pointless. Why would you even ask such a stupid question? Anyhow, the Heavenly Father, the original source of all there is, gives all humans their personality. And in giving you your personality, everybody's personality is different. You know, that's what uses our identity. He doesn't make clones when it comes to human personalities. That's why we're special. And everyone's special in their own way. So by giving you your personality that he specially created for you, the individual, as he does for every other individual human, he goes along for the ride with your consciousness, your whole life, as a silent partner. You know, he just observes and wants to see what you do with all that was given you. Now, your physical parents are the ones who give you your body. That's why we're the scientists. You think you're so smart. It's all about genetics. Well, a certain part of you is genetics. And your spirit is kind of also given to you, too. You know, it's another aspect. And your soul is an evolving thing that combines your personality and your spirit. You kind of self-create your soul. And you're always being prodded and or pushed or encouraged or educated in certain ways along your path of life. Life is an experience in learning. Some of it's trial and error. Others, it's just like you're going down the path and you're making choices. When you get to the crossroads, you make your choice. I'm going this way, I'm going that way. And we all have that free will. Is guaranteed by the Heavenly Father. That's right. Free humans have been guaranteed free will. Now, here's the ironic thing about it. Our government tries to continuously take away our free will. That should tell you something, that government is really anti-God. I mean, really, you know, we've all been guaranteed by the creator of all there is that we shall have free will. We are destined to have free will, and we are guaranteed our free will. But here on Earth, from the beginning of your life, especially when you get into public, have to attend public education, you are continuously being conned out of giving up your free will by rules and regulations that are there to take away your rights and take away your free will whenever possible. And all governments become dictatorships and totalitarian eventually, because they get hooked on this idea that we'll make laws to take away freedoms to solve the problem, which of course is the worst thing to do. Of course, they are being influenced by demonic spirits and other entities who have the power of suggestion, who are good at using their power of suggestion to enter your subconscious mind through telepathic communication and influence people having official authority to make all the wrong decisions. And that's why government people are quite often making one wrong decision after another. And because, especially the ones that have no spiritual connections, you know, they were brainwashed from kindergarten. You know, and if their parents didn't teach them anything about the real God or being spiritual, they believed what the public education was teaching them, that you just follow the rules, everything will be fine. But just by just following the rules, you're giving up some of your free will. You know, so government is really no good, truthfully. We'd all be better off without it. In fact, that's a unanimous thing among Native Americans, you know. I'm speaking here from America, and you talk to Native Americans, sometimes referred to as the Indians, or the indigenous people of this part of the world, and they're all kind of unanimous about the best government is no government. In fact, all the Indian tribes, they had something called was tribal law. It was just for the locality of the tribe, and every tribe had their own little specific things. In fact, that's what man was, the general plan for mankind was, that we would live in small groups, and our small groups would determine what our lifestyle would be there. We could move to that, but there has to be, you know, some interest in doing that. You know, the sheep will have to get off the couch and participate in life and understand, you know, it's not okay just to stand there and look and let other people do all the work. You need to participate and lend a hand so we can all help free ourselves from oppressive governments. And all governments eventually become more oppressive and more oppressive. It doesn't go the other way around, you know, not at all. Just look at the United States, you know, started with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, sounded great. And from that point on, all the people in government have been nipping away, trying to take away the people's rights ever given to us by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'll give you a perfect example. The First Amendment, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, just about every law on the books interferes with your pursuit of happiness, seriously. Not all of them, but most of them do. And, you know, and here's another thing. Why aren't, you know, that I ask the question constantly, but apparently there are no lawyers out there with the guts to take this to court. All the, you know, they've created over the years, they've created these drug laws, which basically took away your free will to do something that you might think might make you feel better. So they created all these laws by which they could prosecute you because you wanted to feel good, you know? You wanted to enact your given freedom in the Bill of Rights, pursuit of happiness. That's why people do so-called substances or even drink alcohol, because they want to feel better. And there are many good substances out there that make people feel better and make them more intelligent. That's right. The psychedelics actually make people more intelligent. Sure, there'll always be a few people that can't handle it, but if one person out of 1,000 can't handle it, are the 999 who can supposed to suffer because one person can't handle it? You know? I mean, that's how ridiculous the laws are on the books. And all politicians and governments, that's how they deal with it. Every time somebody does something wrong, oh, we got to take away everyone's rights so nobody can do that again. This is insane. But nobody, I believe I'm the only one in the world who speaks about these things publicly. You know, sometimes people get together, we all complain and say the rotten government, the no good so-and-sos, but we have to unite on these problems. You know, the government, we have to unite on these horrible governments that keep taking away our rights. You know, we all have a right to pursuit of happiness, and we have a right to choose how we want to pursue our happiness as long as it's not harming anybody else. And let me tell you something, you know, it's a known fact. Anybody that goes and smokes pot doesn't go around looking for trouble and basically harms no one else. Meanwhile, the main thing that's legal around most of the world is alcohol, and everybody knows that's drunk a little alcohol. You drink too much, you end up harming people because you start acting like a jerk. You have no, you know, you're not comprehending situations correctly, and then on top of that, you deaden your senses, so you're going to be targeted by demonic beings. They know when you're drunk, and that's when they come around and put bad ideas in your head. Yeah, go punch that guy, or get angry at that person because they looked at you the wrong way. Those are not your heartfelt thoughts, really. You're being prodded by invisible demonic beings. They're all around you all the time. I'm sure they hang out at all the bars. And that's just... But at the same time, you know, people who indulge in marijuana to feel good, you'll get visitations from good angels. And they'll try to enlighten you and teach you. And the conversation is always completely different. You want a society to get along with everybody? Well, you should legalize, marijuana should be legalized everywhere, you know? If one person... including public transportation. Nobody's going to really get hurt, you know? I mean, really, if somebody lit up a joint on a bus, everybody in the bus would start feeling good, you know? Same on a train car, same on a plane, you know? But they won't allow that because they don't want good social behavior, you know? All the government people who make the laws, they are all being mind-controlled by the dark side. Continue down this path of suppressing people with bad laws. You know, I give a lot of opinions about the, because I follow a lot of people on Twitter about the English people, because the English government can't come and harass me. Because I'm here in America, so I really let them have it over there. And I tell them, look, this is what you got to do. You got to get rid of your stupid government, the bribe takers, the stupid politicians that just make laws that harm you, the citizens, allow the criminals to get away with everything. And they're really allowing the criminals to get away with everything in Great Britain. I feel sorry for those people. And I keep tweeting them, you got to form a referendum-only type government. We could use one here, too, in America, a referendum-only type government in which all laws, if the elected officials make a law, it has to pass a referendum with the public before it can become law. And also, we need the powers given to the people. Every law in the books needs to be reviewed, and the bad ones need to be eliminated. Hey, as far as I'm concerned, wipe the backboard clean, because most of them are bad laws that don't help people, only serve the rich, etc., etc. That's the easy solution. Just wipe the backboard clean on all the laws. And we'll start with something simple. You know, one of the greatest teachings of the famous Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, who later became known as the Lord Jesus Christ, he went out there and preached the gospel, you know, the messages. And he preached so many good things about philosophical good things. I claim he has the world's record. He is the greatest philosopher. People would just stop worrying about what religion he is. First of all, he didn't start a religion, Christianity. His followers started that religion, and then the Catholic Church came along and suppressed all the knowledge that might be beneficial to people, and they created this thing called the Bible. That's right, the Catholic Church created the Bible. And they took out anything they didn't want people to know. So when you read your Bible, even the King James Version, it's an edited book already, you know? And remember, Jesus didn't start the religion of Christianity. It's started with the disciples went out and preached the gospel from what they heard him personally say. But anyhow, back to one of the famous things he preached. He goes, he set up the most simplest system of all. Do unto others as others would do unto you. And love your God, the real God. Because God is, the real God is a loving God. Not these fake gods that call for get back and revenge. Those are false gods. Anyhow, do unto others as others would do unto you. That's a good starting point. And we'll see how well people can get along with that before we make any more laws. And that's my quick recommendation. Get rid of all the other stupid laws, and we'll start with that one, and then we'll only make laws that are sensible, and they'll have to be approved by the general public. Sure, they couldn't do that back in 1776, or even in time of the Civil War, but we can do it now because we have the technology to do it, where any law written up or proposed can be approved or negated by a majority decides all vote via a referendum. And I guarantee we'll have way fewer laws, and we'll all be getting along a lot better, and we won't have any of these oppressive laws that only serve the rich and the world controllers. So there it is. It's really that simple, you know? And a referendum-only type government is the way to go, because politicians have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that they can't be trusted. And, you know, take the U.S. Congress. We got about 535 members, basically. If you can find five people in Congress that can really be trusted, that's a lot, maybe 10 at the most, but still an insignificant number. We got a vast majority, way over 90% of the Congress cannot be trusted. These people became politicians to take bribe money and con the people into re-electing them when the term ends. Don't tell me it's not like that, you know? Come on. Don't tell me. We know it's like that. So what's the point of playing along with these stupid government people that are just con artists and riding the gravy train, as the saying goes, and manipulators who don't give a blank, blank fuck about, as the saying goes, a flying about us. I said that backwards. Anyhow, you know what I'm talking about. They don't care about us, period. And so we need to get rid of this system. And the only thing we really should be asking from the politicians is to give us the power for the final decision on everything via a referendum. We don't trust you to make good decisions, and we don't want you making any more decisions because you have proven you do not represent us. And this is the mantra we all need to start talking. And the sheeple need to get off their couch, wake up out of their matrix, and start participating and join us in this battle to reclaim our free will and reclaim our rights that have been stolen by the U.S. Congress. And the state governments, too, they're involved in stealing your rights, too. You know, even state governments, any laws that are passed need to be approved by the members of that state. And all the bad laws on the books in the states need to be reviewed by the general population and voted to be eliminated when they're found to be bad. Popular vote decides all. That's a real democracy. They've been lying to you your whole life. You know, the United States is a republic. You ever recite the Pledge of Allegiance and to the republic for which it stands? Well, the republics don't work anymore. You know, you had to have something like that back in 1776. What was good for them is not good for us. And it's time for a change, and the change is now. And finally, we're getting some we're going to get a visitation by our galactic brothers and sisters, whom we've been deprived of enjoying communication with, by all the devils that are on our world. And there's more than just one. It's not just Lucifer. It's not just Satan. It's not just the devil, who has a real name. It's known, but I don't want to pronounce it. He doesn't deserve to be his name to be given out. Those are three separate entities, too. That's another way religion cons you. Unfortunately, the Jewish scriptures, any celestial being they ever had contact with, they all called him God. Meanwhile, when you find out the real truth, God has millions of celestial beings, if not billions of different types of celestial beings that represent him. And at any given day or any time, any one of them can come visit humanity and give a teaching or cause a miracle to happen or help us in any way. And when he appears and communicates with humans, don't make the mistake thinking he's God. He's a representative of God. The closest thing to God we ever saw on planet Earth was Jesus of Nazareth when he walked our planet for 37 years, I believe it was. Anyhow, if I said anything incorrect, hey, call in and tell me right now. Yeah, if I make a mistake, it's no big deal. I learned a long time ago, hey, you make a mistake, you say, oh, well, you know, I made a mistake. And you just move on. It's no big deal. We're human beings. We all make mistakes. I hope everything I said is correct. And I'm pretty sure it is. But, hey, you know, you want to score some brownie points for yourself, or you want to, you know, maybe you know that I said something wrong. Call up. Hey, 888-627-6008. But it would be better if you called up and said something positive that would be beneficial to everyone on Earth, because that's what this radio show is about. It's about to educate humanity to get ready for what's coming. And what's coming is a good thing. Unfortunately, we have to, crawl through this muck and mire in the meantime. But the thing to focus on is love. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. That's the message of all the Pleiadian star seeks, love. That's right. And we all ought to look for reasons to love people, to forgive them when they've trespassed against us. You know, one of the Lord's prayers talks about forgiving those who have trespassed against us, done us wrong or something like that. It's good to forgive people. You know, if you hold on to a hate and grudge, you hurt yourself at the same time, and it doesn't help the collective consciousness of humanity. And we need to be together in thinking and thinking all the good things we want our new world to be. And we are half a part. We are co-creating the new world, whether you know. Co-creation is the way of the universe, let me tell you. It is. We're all taking part in things, you know. God's doing his part, the real God, the original source of all there is. Jesus is doing his part, who is been given all power and authority over our sector of the universe, which we live in. You know, Jesus is the creator God. That information is out there in books. Why isn't everybody talking about it, you know? I mean, really, you know? Unfortunately, the Bible doesn't give him the full credit for whom he really was. They just refer to him as the Son of God. Well, we're all sons of God, in a way, you know? And it's a title. He has many titles, you know? He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He's the Redeemer. He's our rescuer. He's the go-between, the gatekeeper between us and the original source of all there is, the Heavenly Father. You know, he has many titles, but I'm telling you guys the truth of where it's at. There are many other celestial beings that have come to Earth. And unfortunately, like I said, the Jewish scriptures misled us by identifying all of them as the same God, as if God personally visits the earth. Now, God can personally visit you in your mind, but he's not going to make a physical presentation. First of all, you couldn't see him anyhow. He's pure energy. Human sight does not perceive pure energy. He can manifest a form if he felt that you needed that, but he has a representative already that he's assigned that thing, and that's Jesus. So anyhow, if you don't have a problem with that, well, you're the one with the problem, but the information is out there, and one thing supports the other. And those are the things that I accept as truth. When something supports the other and is supported by something else and so forth and so on, I accept it. And then when I do the trial and error, I usually get positive results, and then I'm sold. And that's the way I do things. But, hey, anybody can prove me wrong. If I make a mistake in my thinking, my actions, hey, tell me about it. It's no big deal. I've made mistakes before, because we all make mistakes. Except probably the difference between me and everybody else is I'm always attempting to improve my track record, you know. When I got to 90% correct, that wasn't enough. I went for 95. When I got to 98%, that wasn't enough, and I'm still going higher. Some days I'm 99% correct. And once in a great while, I'm 100% correct during the day. But no one ever gets to be 100% all the time, because we're human. And that's the way it is. Meanwhile, that's enough serious stuff. We need to enjoy life, pursuit of happiness. That's why I made my rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. Please, if you're listening to my voice, please go to YouTube.com, make the choice for music in the information bar, type in the words Subway Fantasy. It's a 29-minute rock and roll documentary like you've never seen before. I claim it to be the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever made, because it's entertaining. It's full of surprises, and you're not going to get bored, and there's a lot of great performers that you probably don't even know about. So, if you decide to do that, you got to spell it like I spell it. Subway, that's spelled S-U-B-W-A-Y. But I spell fantasy different. I spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. And I did that on purpose. So the computer AI intelligence wouldn't connect you with every other thing in the world that uses the word fantasy as it's properly spelled. And so that's why I spelled it my way. Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Once you spell it out in the information bar, it'll take you right to the video, and you will be entertained for 29 minutes. That's a promise. Okay, you know what? I've got 8 videos out there now on YouTube. By next week, I'll have 10 out there, and then the following week, I'll have 12. And I'm letting everybody know I'm going for the world's record, and I will get it this year, the most videos out there on YouTube, because I've got that many recorded songs, and I'm pretty good at editing video material, putting pictures behind music. So, there's plenty out there now, and the best one is my rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Make sure to check it out, and you will be entertained and feel good. And unlike Hollywood movies, there's nothing negative in my documentary. It's all positive, the whole deal. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. And as usual, I have my show at the same time every week, because there are certain things that are worth repeating, and that's the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? I got a YouTube out there for that song, too, very entertaining one. And you'll see what it is to be a party in person. And you got to spell it, Are You the Partyn, P-A-R-T-Y, apostrophe, N, kind. Put that in the information bar. It'll take you right there, and you will be entertained for roughly 3 minutes. But the N solo, it's one of the most tasteful guitar solos of all time, I claim it to be. At the end of Are You the Partyin' Kind, you're going to hear that, I don't know, 30 seconds long or something, and then my anthem song, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem song, too. Listen to the whole thing. You'll hear a horse galloping away at the end. And if you go on YouTube, I Gotta Be Somebody by Tom Edison, because there's other songs with the same title. That's my name, Tom Edison. Spelled just like it sounds, a little bit like the inventor. And, if you go to YouTube, you'll see the horse at the end of the video trotting away to go with the music. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.